Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thursday, August the 22nd, 2019. Hi, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. Coming up, has WWE parted ways with their music producers? We're going to take a look at this in just a second. Which WWE superstar is unhappy with his time so far in the company? And are you a renegade or a battle hawk? Or maybe you're a wildcat? We'll find out together at the end of the podcast.
Hey guys, I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
And we're the CFOs.
The CFOs is really kind of like our brainchild. It's not a band. It's more of a production duo, a songwriting duo. We have like a revolving door of musicians that we kind of call upon whenever we need them. So it keeps what we're doing really fresh.
Bobby Roode, the whole thing started with the vocal and the piano. Just such a good fit with, you know, all the vocals and just really put it into that Queen space. Just arena rock. That's arena rock right there. There it is. So we're just going to show you the main vocal. No, I won't give in. It's about 40 of the vocal and this piano. And then we decided that's not enough. So we added some strings on there too. Violins just to back it up. And the strings are just simply doing the main vocal melody.
Yeah,
they're just reinforcing that. And then that's not enough either. So we had to add like another 20 gang vocals. And then you end up with something like this.
So there's speculation today about the WWE status of John Paul Alicastro and Michael Conrad Laurie, aka CFOs. Now, CFOs have been doing the music in WWE since 2017. That's when Jim Johnston was released from his contract. And Jim Johnston, before that, did the music for 30-odd years for the WWE. So it was a big old seismic change when Jim Johnston left the company. Since then, CFOs of pretty much every wrestler on the roster right now, music has been done by CFOs. We're talking, you know, AJ Styles, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, the Undisputed Era, pretty much all the theme tunes of the NXT guys at the moment. So they have been very busy. Now, several fans have noticed that CFOs have slowed down on uploading new music as of late. They used to do it quite a lot. Anytime they make a new theme tune, it would be on Spotify pretty quickly. And that seems to have dragged, with the exception of The Fiend's music from Bray Wyatt, which was made by Code Orange. And the reason for that may have been revealed by WrestleVotes on Twitter, who tweeted out, "We've received a few questions asking about CFOs and WWE music. The relationship is, in fact, over and has been for a few months now. CFOs is no longer working with WWE in any way." However, there's also been tweets suggesting that CFOs are supplying music for when NXT goes to the USA network. And if you go onto CFOs Twitter, the WWE logo and their affiliation with WWE is still very prominent on their social media. So this is a story that we will keep an eye on. I think that CFOs have very much divided WWE fans. You've got to bear in mind that before CFOs came in to do theme music for WWE, we had Jim Johnston, who'd done it throughout the Golden Era, throughout the Attitude Era, and deep into the millennium as well. So, you know, you're replacing a really established guy. So you can imagine there will always be a bit of an outcry from that. And, you know, Jim Johnston behind some of the most iconic wrestling theme musics of all time. But CFOs are no slouches. I refuse to believe that if you were in an arena, you wouldn't sing along with Nakamura's theme. You wouldn't sing along with Bobby Roode's theme. So Apollo Crews spoke to The Wrap this week, and they asked him about his time on the main WWE roster, because he had a little dip back into NXT this month. But overall, Apollo Crews has been a well-established WWE roster member for a few years now. Crews has said, "I wanted to come in here and shock the world, I guess you could say. I felt like I would have done much more at this moment in my career, but I'm still young and there's still a lot of time. I'm still very patient and I trust the process." Now, Apollo Crews echoes quite a few other WWE superstars who maybe feel a bit lost in the shuffle right now. But he's making his own luck every time Apollo Crews is on TV, as we saw from SmackDown this past week, and on his numerous appearances on Raw and his matches he's had with Andrade. Every time Apollo is on TV, he makes an impact. So the latest episode of AEW's Road to All Out series is online on their YouTube channel right now, and it includes the announcement that Angelico and Jack Evans will take on Private Party on the pre-show for AEW All Out. Now, this is also a pre-show that includes the Women's Casino Battle Royale. Two matches that are sure to attract a lot of attention. Expect big things from Private Party for the rest of this year. They're set to face the Young Bucks on AEW TV in the Tag Team Championship Tournament. And there's a lot of upside to these guys. And it'd be nice to see them as part of AEW All Out. So in 2 weeks' time, we are getting an NXT Championship match. We found out on NXT television last night that Jordan Miles, the winner of the breakout tournament, is challenging Adam Cole for the big belt on NXT TV. And that match is going to go down in 2 weeks' time. We also had matches announced for NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff yesterday. Travis Banks is going to face Noam Dar. And the NXT UK tag team titles are on the line as the grizzled young veterans, Zach Gibson and James Drake, defend against Gallus, Mark Coffey and Wolfgang, and Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster in a triple threat tag team match. Myself and Sam Driver are going to break down everything that happened on these shows when we do 205 Live, NXT UK, and NXT Graded later today. The three power hours of WWE, getting their grades on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on. The secret is out and Buddy Murphy is turning heads. Mick Foley, WWE legend Mick Foley. Mick Foley is the latest WWE legend to heap praise upon Buddy Murphy. Mick tweeted, "Watching SmackDown on DVR, so I'm a little late to the Pardookie." I love the word Pardookie. "But Buddy Murphy is the real deal, isn't he? Two great performances in a row is no fluke." As I said on SmackDown Graded, regardless of who done it to Roman Reigns, Buddy Murphy has been made a star through this whole story. Jason Baker is the man who created the Fiend mask for Bray Wyatt, a very talented fella. He was interviewed for GameStop this week and was asked about how much involvement he had with the Fiend character. And Jason said, "It's all Bray's brainchild. He had these ideas. We did some concept art, but it wasn't really hitting home with Bray. So he got a really good sketch artist named Kyle Scarborough to do some concept art for him. Those sketches were awesome, and we took these and brought them to life." Jason then also added that fans need to keep watching because they haven't seen anything yet. If they think this is the greatest thing to ever happen, they need to keep watching. It's going to blow them away.
It's happening. Get ready. Time to scream. Time to yell. This is football reborn. This is the XFL.
And finally, Vince McMahon has been missing from WWE television this week because it's a big old week for Alpha Entertainment, the company that Vince has set up, and the company behind the return of the XFL next year. Remember the XFL from 2000 when WWE started a football league? It didn't go particularly well, but I believe the cooler heads are prevailing this time round. Maybe we will see. Yesterday was a milestone day for the XFL. I wanted to give this a mention. Okay, I know this isn't a football podcast. I know. But Vince McMahon's involved. And this is a bit of fun because the XFL have revealed the names and the logos for the eight teams in the league ahead of its debut in February 2020. So the following are the names. Now is the time to get on board. Now is the time to get on board with your favourite XFL team. So we have the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats, the New York Guardians, the St. Louis Battlehawks, the Seattle Dragons, the Tampa Bay Vipers, and the Washington Defenders. Now is the time to get on board with your favourite team. I reckon I'm going to be a Battle Hawk. Go Battle Hawks! Yeah, Battle Hawks! Or something like that. Thank you so much for downloading the Cultaholic Daily News podcast. Coming up later today, 205 Live, NXT UK and NXT Graded from Sam Driver and myself. And on Cultaholic.com, everything that we know right now about the NXT debut on USA in a few weeks' time. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.